Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, it's May Pang, and Happy New Year. We're actually back live. And where's my co-host? Come on, Cynthia.
I'm here. I'm down in, it's winter has finally shown up in Nashville. I was in L.A. for 2 weeks, and it was freezing cold out there, and it rained back here, and then I came home, and winter's here. Happy
I know.
New
it
Year.
It was unbelievable, 70 degrees, and then all of a sudden we're down to, I'm looking at the TV set, and it's 28. It's mind-boggling now. I have to dig all my real winter stuff out, you know. And
it's
so
34 here, which is really not, you know, I mean, it's not a catastrophe, but you know, to go from 70 to 34, you know,
it's a big
much
drop.
Like my
That's
men.
All I'm saying. I know. Oh my
so
God!
Did you
know,
have a good holiday. I hear you got to you. I heard you were doing some stunts with your car, May.
My car, yes, I now have to look for a car because to swerve, to save a little animal so I don't roll over, I ended up hitting a utility pole.
Yeah.
And so in the middle of the night, right after Christmas dinner, I was traveling back on a unlit road. And you know, the terrible part about it is that this pole, if it had been 3 feet set back, this one's parked up against the pavement. If it was 3 feet back, I wouldn't have hit it. But, you know, what am I going to say? Now I have to go look for a car. And it's really, I was quite upset. But you know what?
Oh,
this
yeah.
All
and
happens.
I mean, the Maymobile has gotten you around all these past couple of years. So that, I'm sure, was like a bummer for you because you really liked that car. So
I did, but you know what? It's just telling me it was time for whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so it's time for me to look. I'm not going to really look for a new car. You know, I'm in for a used one because there are certain changes that are happening in my life that I decided I'm going to be doing. So I may not need a car so readily.
I can
you know.
Tell you the big change that's coming up for me. It will be on Wednesday night when I win that $400 million Powerball.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I thought I was going to win it.
From your mouth to wherever, I hope one of us does because we're share-and-share-alike girls, so we'll take care of each other.
Believe me, if one of us won, we would have a great time. We would be out there
partying. That's it. $400 million. And I tell
we're
people,
in the same,
like,
I think
oh,
we're in the same
know.
Loop. I think
yeah.
we're in the same loop.
You got to be in it to win it. I mean, what's
yeah.
the big deal? Go down and plunk down $2 and take a chance.
Right.
Yeah. Take a
and
chance.
And then, you know, and well, you know, tomorrow starts, and we just talked about this. We start Mercury in retrograde. And that's a time for reflection, as I would say, because it's when Mercury just goes back and, you know, anything, it's that Murphy's Law, or in England they say Sod's Law, where you, whatever goes wrong, could go wrong, will go wrong type of thing. And so they try to tell you, don't do anything important, but just sort of look at it and try and do everything, any signing important stuff after it's done. And it lasts for 3 weeks. It comes three times a year. People should, you know. My daughter at one time used to say to me, Mom, I don't understand. That stuff is nonsense. And it started happening. She saw more breakups during this time. She saw, she couldn't believe it. She says, so she started reading it. She heard all these things were happening. And she says, let me see if this is happening. And sure enough, it was during Mercury. And she was like, oh, my God, my mom's right. My kids hate when I'm right.
Well, you and our gal pal Nancy Leandra, the two of you turned me on to it, and now it's like a scourge to me. So what I've decided, May, is that since Mercury is going into retrograde, it's absolutely the worst time for me to start my diet. The worst.
Yes, I know that one. I'm agreeing with you.
It won't be successful, so I might as well wait it out. And, while I was away, I just want you to know that I planned on doing all this, you know, because I went to my ex-husband's house. My kids are out there, and I planned to do all this stuff there near the beach, you know, ride my bike, run. I ran one day, and I believe that was to Walgreens to get a candy bar. But, all I did was eat. And when I came home, I was like, okay, punish yourself now. Get on the scale because you did it. And I lost a pound.
Oh, my God. I'm just telling you.
So I'm going on the candy diet. Yeah, because apparently it works for me. Mm-hmm.
It works for you. I do understand. I had some, you know what, I spent New Year's Eve with Mojo and his lovely wife, Janine.
Oh, my fave.
Yeah, and it was great. And then I also had a couple that joined us, Simon Kirk and his girlfriend Maria, and they came also. And then the five of us we went for Chinese in my local. It was great fun. And then we went to visit another singer-songwriter friend after that, Mojo and Janine and I, the three of us. We went over to see John Poussette Dart, who's a singer-songwriter. He's a wonderful guy. He's played with a lot of people. It was great. And his father, interesting enough, is an amazing American artist. You know,
wow.
And he was the inspiration for, I believe, as Mojo was telling me, is Jackson Pollock. It was all part of that group. And
wow.
And it's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And I saw a lot of his works at the house, and it was nice, you know.
I was tortured into watching the kids. My kids and my niece, they went, their father got them a room at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, so they went to Las Vegas for New Year's Eve. So I was with the ex. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, and we were watching CNN's coverage with Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper, where I have to hope that anybody sitting in the booth was cringing. It was so bad, it was like watching a train wreck. But I celebrated New York New Year's, which I always do anyway. You can never take the New York out of the girl. And so that meant that we were 3 hours behind. So at 9 o'clock, I was like, Happy New Year. I'm going to bed. Bye.
I'm going to bed.
So, yeah, that was that. And now I have the head cold from hell. But the great news is we are starting out our 2016. We had a guest last year who turned out to be not shocking because he has a great music history, but he turned out to be such a funny guy, and we got such
yes.
fan response from him that he is going to kick off our show for the new year, and we are really, really, I'm calling him a bad boy in the best way because he is
yes.
irreverent, he's funny, and I mean, his musical career aside, his outlook on his career and life is just hilarious, and without further ado, let's
yes.
welcome back to the show, Augie Myers.
Augie Myers.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just listening to you. I'm writing everything down you all said.
Oh, okay. So because
you're
going to
use it
in the show,
Augie?
No. Well, I hope y'all win the lotto. The only way that I win it is if they send it to me by mistake.
Because
yeah,
if they're sending it to you, we're coming
to
you now.
That's right. I know. I have your address. I know where you live. You sent
me
some CDs.
We're
going to
be coming
okay?
down there.
Well, come on down.
Augie, I hear from our agent Gary Raychak that you've been playing up a storm all over the place. It's the year of the Augie Myers return.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just I'm having fun. That's where it's at. You know, I'm doing what I can when I can and whenever I can. And the easy ones twice. But I've been playing a lot. I played the day after Christmas in Austin. I don't play around Texas too much. I'm mostly out of state. But I've been playing listening rooms where people sit and listen. And
oh,
I have fun.
Nice.
And
yeah.
I can sit there and tell little stories and look at people and say things about them. And they laugh at themselves. And I'm having fun doing that.
No, the last time we spoke, you promised that you were working on this book of yours.
Yes,
how's
ma'am.
That going?
It's going good. I'm still writing. Yeah. I'm, you know, every day I write something down or, you know, things. But
so my shoe doesn't need to come off, Augie. I mean, now when's this book going to be done? You know, because it can't be War and Peace. Come on now.
No, it's, you know, it might be 5 years from now. It might be next month. You know, it's just, it's always find something else to put in it, you know.
So what did you end up doing for New Year's Eve? I'm just curious. Were you playing or?
Well, my wife woke. I went to bed about 10 o'clock and I fell asleep. My wife woke me up at 12 o'clock. She said, "Happy New Year. You'll hear all the fireworks." And I said, "Well, I wouldn't have if you wouldn't have woke me up." You know, but I just, you know, it was another day. I just didn't feel like going anywhere. We had things to go to different parties and everything, you know. And so I didn't. We just stayed home, and it was quiet. It was drizzly rain and cold, so we stayed home.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't understand it, because in New York, and Cynthia, you can attest to this, now we watched the ball drop, and, you know, we had a million people out there. That's not the problem. A million.
I was there. Go ahead.
Years ago. No, but the thing is now, because of all the restrictions, once you go in,
you can't go
you
out.
Are not allowed to leave. Now, if you leave, and if you leave, you cannot come back in. That's basically what it is. So if people started coming at like midday or whatever it was, once you enter that little pit or wherever it is, there is no place. I don't know what they do for Port of Sand. There wasn't any, so I don't understand how they were standing out there all those hours.
On Fifth Avenue there, I mean, you know where the ball drops? 47th Street, isn't it?
It's 42nd.
It's 42nd Street, at Times Square.
They used to have it on Battery Park. You remember they used to have it a long time ago there?
Where was it?
On Battery Park. Am I saying it right? Battery Park?
I don't remember it ever being in
Battery Park. Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fireworks there. I'm going way back, maybe 35 years ago.
Oh,
I don't remember
that. We were in preschool then, Augie, so we didn't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I never look at it as age, you know. I mean, like I always say, it's not your age that matters. It's how you matter it, you know.
This is true. This is why that book better come out, you know. And then you can put you can give us a shout out at the end, okay? Because you know we're your fans now.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys watch any of the cover? Well, May, you were out partying, but some of the coverage on TV of Times Square was like it looked like a very sedate crowd of people. I mean, I used to live at 54th and 7th, and we would go up on the roof and, you know, watch the festivities. And I actually worked on a movie. What was it? Woody Harrelson was in it and Wesley Snipes. And we shot in the subway right underneath where the ball dropped because it was a New Year's Eve scene. And we could not hear any of the noise. And we were literally 100 yards away.
Wow.
We couldn't hear it. Yeah. There was a sound. Yeah. It was like you could not hear any of that reverie 100 yards away. It was the strangest thing, but the crowd looked. I mean, they didn't seem like they had any problems or anything. So whatever they had to do to, you know, keep it safe and sane, it looked like it worked.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's tragedy what has to go on nowadays to just have a little fun, you know. And you always have to worry about some lunatic doing something. You know, it's ridiculous.
It is, and it's so sad because what we've, you know. We've come so far, and now we've gone backwards.
Yeah, totally.
You know? And I think it's worse than going back. I think it's gone even further than where we were, you know, that I can imagine.
I think that's true across the board. I think that's true with gender, race, religion, everything. It's gone to hell in a handcart. It really has.
Yeah. So,
you know, I sound like my father now.
But I hope
this
is a better
year.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I told you. You know, years ago, well, I don't like to be politics, you know, and stuff like that. But years ago, you remember, did I tell you that we had Ronald Reagan?
Oh.
Johnny Cash and Bob Hope.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You
mentioned this the one time when we talked before. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and now it's totally different. We have no more Cash and no more Hope.
All right. There you go.
Hey, you know what? You need to come along with your own rim shot. Not there, Augie. Are you, you know?
No, I should bring my own cymbal, you know. I'll tell you what I did this year. My friend said his wife, she said she was sad this year. She said, nobody never calls me. So I went and put a sticker on the back of her car. She said, how's my driving? And he said the phone hadn't stopped ringing. I'm having fun with that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, now,
oh, you're right.
You sent, which, by the way, the CD you sent me, Love's Lost and Found, that CD, my best friend Pat's husband is a huge fan of yours, and while I was away, because it's sitting on my desk, it disappeared. Mm-hmm. So apparently he borrowed it, and then he tried to sneak it back into my house, and I have my daughter's cats. They came 5 years ago for 2 weeks while she went away, and they still live here. You know how those stories go. And apparently when he walked back in, he didn't turn the lights on, and Buster had an unfortunate bout of diarrhea.
Oh, no!
Trying to return the stolen CD of Love's Lost and Found. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, Augie, you should know that your music is starting a whole crime wave here in little Podunk, Tennessee, okay?
So let me ask you something. Try to make this thing clean.
Yeah.
Do you need another CD?
No, I know. I got it back. But he is a huge... You know, it's funny because, you know, we talked the last time we spoke, and I said I'm not a music person. Any knowledge of music that I've gotten has been working with May on this show for the past, what is it now, May? Almost 8 years we've been doing this show?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. And so I've gotten this musical education. And when we have people that actually have worked as long as you have, because we know you were a child prodigy, have worked as long as you have in the business, it never ceases to amaze me how humble you guys all are. You really are. And appreciative and acknowledge other musicians' work ahead of your own. Is that like a little handbook that they give you, Augie, when you first start out?
If they did, they missed giving that one to me. I just kind of did my own thing, I guess. You know, I mean, it's not hard to be nice, you know.
True.
I tried to be an a-hole one time, and it was hard. I mean, it just never worked out. Excuse me. You know, but, you know, where y'all live, I have a friend of mine who lives up, you know where Dover Plains is?
I don't know.
It's upstate New York, about 85 miles.
85 miles from New York City?
Yeah, upstate.
Okay.
It's I can't even name the little town it's by. But anyway, he's a guitar player, and he just played the Cutting Room not long ago. His name is Frank Corella. He played.
Oh, yes, I know Frank. Yeah.
Because I told him I was going to be on your show. He said, man, I listen to her show all the time, so I don't know if he's listening today. But
cool.
He's a guitar player, and he's been a friend of mine. We played with John Hammond for made two albums with him way back in the 90s.
Right. Oh, fabulous. You know, listen, he's further north. He'll get the snow worse than we will. I live outside of the city also, but not that far up. I need to be closer, you know. But it's, yeah, I know what it's like. And he did play the Cutting Room because I did see him listed.
Yes,
so that's
he did.
Great.
He keeps saying that I should come up there and play the Cutting Room.
You too
should.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But anyway, I think I'm going to get to New York sometime in May or June, late May and early June. That's what we're talking about.
When the winter's gone?
Yes, when the winter's gone.
Yes.
I'll bring some Texas sunshine up.
Okay,
Augie,
good.
Are you going to be playing, Gary mentioned too, are you going to be playing in the L.A. area in the near future?
Yeah, I'm going to be in San Diego in May sometime, and I'm going to be from, you know where 405 is, from L.A. to San Diego?
Yes.
There's some club down on that area I'm going to play. And I'll be in San Diego for about a week and a half. But
wow.
I don't know we're all I'm going to be yet. They're just putting it all together for me.
Yeah, because
then I
got
to go to Florida
really...
in February. I'm going to be in Miami.
Oh, that's
big
cool.
festival in Florida on February 6th.
February 6th. Send some sunshine, some warmth up in our direction, please. That's what I need.
Is it cold up there now?
Oh, it went down to like 28.
Oh, it's about 59 here right now.
I wish it was 59. We had it. It just literally it went from just this high temperature into the like 70. It was the hottest, warmest December we've had in New York, and we've had record-breaking days by 20 degrees. Not like by one or two, by 20 degrees.
Well, Christmas
and
Day here
it
was 87.
Oh,
get out.
Oh, my God. I'm jealous now. I
That's
just can't
crazy.
Handle this.
But, see, the bad thing is, it's you know, May, it's coming. You're going to get the – it's going to – well, didn't it snow?
The wind chill.
I thought I saw snow. Yeah.
It's the wind chill on top of that. With the wind chill, we're at 28. With the wind chill, is like 15 right now.
Oh, man. I don't mind the snow. I wish it was blue. I love the color purple or lavender. I mean, you know, but after New York, after a while, it gets real slushy and brown and muddy looking.
Yeah,
I used to put plastic bags on my shoes and tie them with a rubber band, grocery bags, I call them, and then walk around. And everybody used to look at me, kept my feet dry.
Yeah, your feet were dry though. So
now,
are you working on any new music right now, Augie?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on new music. I've got five or six songs cut, you know, just me and a piano and some cellos and violins on it, you know. And Gary, you just mentioned Gary a while ago. He gave me a title of a song, and I'm writing a song about that now. It's called If You Don't Leave Me Alone, I'm going to Find Somebody That Will.
He's going for it. I love it.
That sounds like it's the story of my love life, Augie. There you go. Wow, I can't wait to hear that song. When you go out and you see these young artists performing, and especially because the Tex-Mex music and, of course, your history with the Sir Douglas Quintet, when young people come up to you and they ask you advice, like they say, well, you know, what can I do to get in the business? Or what? Do you have like a standard answer for them, or, you know, does it depend on the situation?
No, it depends on the situation. You know, I mean, I have people come up to me and say, you know, I never heard your music before until my mom and dad turned me on to y'all. You know, and I really like y'all's kind of music, and I'd like to get in the business, you know. And I always tell them, to get in this business, you got the secret of success is being sincere. You got to be sincere with people. If you can fake that, you've got it made. You know, and I just tell them, I mean, what instrument you play, and just keep playing it. You know, some people just want to go to the top right away. You don't get to the top right away. You know, when you do, there's no place to go but down. So I said, just make it you know, do what you have to do to be able to do. My thing is, I do whatever I have to do to be able to do what I want to do. You know, and whatever it takes to keep on going, that's what I do. You know, if I have to scrub floors tomorrow.
But it's in your blood. It's a passion. May with her history with music and watching people come along, and you know she worked for so long in the business, and then she had that famous boyfriend for a while, and you know, and then her ex-husband who was a music producer. So she's seen the roller coaster of what this business can be. Like she had a front row seat. You know, and I don't know. I think that you're right. People want the success kaboom. They want it right away, especially young people now, because they see the money behind it. Back in the day, there wasn't this kind of money, was there, guys?
No. There were, I mean, when I first started out playing in the 50s, I played for 4 hours for $6.
Wow.
Right.
You know, and everybody said, how'd you make a living on $6? Well, back in my day, $6 should go a long way. Gas was 12 cents a gallon. You know, a pack of cigarettes was 10 cents. You know, today it's a lot different, so you got to make a little bit more money. But, I mean, there's bands that are playing today that are making $50 for 4 hours a night yet. Not only in Texas, but in California and New York, too. They're just not making a lot of money. I mean, but they say, well, I can never make a living like that. I can't buy a new car making $50 a night. But you got to keep going. You know,
you're right.
It's like... you know, I don't know how old y'all are, but when I, you know, I mean, there's kids that's 10 years old today. They got a BlackBerry, they got an iPad, they got a cell phone, they got a computer to play with. When
yeah,
I was
right.
10 years
we
old.
Did the, we did the work back then. I mean, it really was pounding the pavement, which is different. I don't think any of these kids understand what it took to get a record, go out, really do the things that we used to do.
No, totally. You know what I mean? It's like when I was a kid, 10 years old, what I had to play with was called outside.
Right.
You know, and, yeah. And kids today, they've got it all in front of them, and they still don't know what to do. You know,
right?
It's like the kid in you heard about the kid in Dallas. He got influenza.
Drove me crazy to hear that one.
Huh?
Drove me crazy. I couldn't.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking, good gosh, you know.
I just did not. I thought that was a horrible. I mean, you know what? I blame the mother as well for something like this. I cannot believe that you're turning around. What are you teaching the kid? Nothing.
Nothing.
He knows nothing.
I go speak in schools, and they say, hey, Augie, come talk to my class today. And I do. The only thing they ask me is how much money I make and what kind of car do I drive.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all they want to know.
That's what I'm saying. The whole music business, the whole movie business, which is more my familiar, it really is about how much money is this going to make. And don't get me wrong, Augie, I'm a capitalist. I love money. I mean, you'll see, guys, after Wednesday when I win the $400 million Powerball.
But, yeah, I'm going to be the first one to call you and said I need
she's
going to
be leaving us. She's going to be leaving us. She goes, I'll check you later. Oh, my God.
No, I will buy Blog Talk Radio, and we'll have a dynasty.
Yeah.
But, you know, I...
they say money talks, but all mine ever says is buy.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't even say that. I gave my son as a joke in his Christmas stocking this bank that when you put the money in, it shrinks the coins and they get really tiny through the little viewing window. And I was like, that's it right there. That's my bank account, you know. But, it is about the money and it is about the instant fame. And I just don't know how we're going to slow it down and go back to some kind of norm. I just don't know how it's going to happen.
No, it's like the
maybe
guy that
your
died.
Next book, Augie.
It's like the guy that died, and he told his four sons. He said, "Look, all I want you to do at the funeral is put a $100 bill in my coffin." So the first son went up, put a $100 bill in. The second son went up, put a $100 bill in. The third son went, put a $100 bill in. The fourth son wrote a $400 check and took the $300 out. You know, so that's what goes on today.
Mm-hmm.
You put a check in a coffin, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
he could cancel that check out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And he took the money.
You know. So we had you on as our first guest of 2016 to uplift us. That's not really uplifting, Augie. So leave us with a positive message to carry us through this Mercury in retrograde that we're now stuck in.
Oh, man. You know, I'm sorry I brought y'all down on that. You know?
No,
but I'm, you know, well, honest thing, I don't know what to say to you. You know, I met this girl the other day, and I thought we hit it off really good. We couldn't go to her house because she lived with her parents, and I couldn't bring her to my house because my wife was at home. But, you know, I'm still uplifting, and I'm going to get it done, you know, so.
Well, with that, we are going to let you go because we're running out of time. But, Augie, keep us posted. I'm going to stay on your back about that book, okay? And will you let us know when you're heading east? Yeah, let us know, because like I said, we'll be your street team, man. We got your back.
Okay.
Yep. And it's been great talking to you, and I hope I see you up in this neck of the woods.
We will. You'll see me again. We'll somewhere down the line. I'm going to say,
hey,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, y'all take care and be careful, and God bless you.
Yeah,
you
too.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I love him.
He's amazing. It's so funny.
Well,
and we're down to a
time
few
seconds. Girl, but we're back.
We're back live.
We've got some great guests coming up. And I guess I'm going to Skype you in a couple of minutes so we can catch up.
Okay. Goodbye. Talk to you next week.
That's Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Augie Myers. Happy 2016, peeps.